Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. We have a caller in the queue. We're going to get to that caller 715 in just a moment. But first, we want to let everyone know how to get a hold of us. 914-338-0164 is the caller number. Press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And you may also follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. Please do find our pages. They are our Talk Radio profile page, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. So, anything else before we start, Neil?
I don't think so.
Okay. Let's bring on our caller. Hi. You're on the air, 715. Hello.
Hi. How are you? I'm sorry.
That's okay. Fine, thanks. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. I'm Ryan calling from Wisconsin.
Hi, Ryan.
Yeah, I'm wondering... A friend and I recently embarked on a new project, and after a couple of weeks, we're having a good time with it, but just wonder how you see that moving forward.
Okay, so what's your birth date and your friend's birth date?
I don't know her birth date. My birth date is 8/23/71.
You don't know her birth date, huh?
I don't,
no. 11/12/13/23/24... You're 31/4. Okay, so 2000. And you embarked on a project. Is this a business venture or?
It's kind of for fun for right now. We're hoping that maybe it can turn into something into a business.
Okay. Do you have something to say?
Well,
now? I'm just adding this.
First of all, the idea, Ryan, of getting a vibration about these things on a psychic level can't always be a promise, but it's a vibration.
Sure.
I don't know if we've called the show before.
No, I don't think we've ever spoken with him before.
Just to give you a little background, I've been doing this over 50 years.
Yeah, I've not been doing it over 50 years because
my wife
not 50.
Has been doing it for about almost 8, but I've been doing it a long time. And dealt with these kind of topics before. First of all, we don't know her birth date, but the union I get with her, it feels really fresh and good. And if you want to turn back a couple of pages, I think you had a past life with her. Now, if we go forward to the present time, you know, doing something for fun is nice. So on that level alone, it's nice. And what you're saying, can it become profitable? In my estimation, if being psychic, and let's say you were my son, and I was saying, well, I want to do a psychic reading on you, kid. Let me see what I can figure out here. And you knew me to be an honest person. I would say the key word, go ahead with it. The other word is caution. Now, I'm not sure what that caution is. It could be revealed in her birth date. This has nothing to do with your product or your idea, but I'm getting a lot of like soap. I'm not getting, it's like natural product. I don't know what that means yet. It doesn't have to do anything with you guys. I'm not sure why I'm getting it, but there seems to be something in that line. Now, in addition to that, do you, Ryan, have any skill in journalism or writing, liberal arts?
Not necessarily journalism or writing, but broadcasting.
Well, that's
broadcasting. That's under the heading of journalism.
So that
is
that where your business venture? Are you doing a radio show or something?
Yes, exactly. We are.
Okay.
Okay. So let's look at this, Ryan. If we're looking at journalism, which absolutely involves broadcasting on any level with any topic, we got to go. That's a green light. Okay. So we move forward with a green light. On that venture alone, if you're looking for something for fun, that's great. Blog Talk is your perfect environment.
Is that where you're doing the show? Wait, sorry to interrupt you.
Yes, it is. Okay.
Go ahead, Neil.
Okay, if you're looking for something for profit, good luck. You're not the audience in Blog Talk are not money. They don't. The audience in Blog Talk are not known to spend money.
Well, they can.
I mean, they don't. It's been our experience. It's been the experience of other people we've spoken to. I've certainly been with Blog Talk for about 15 years altogether. And I've been on other shows and been with, you know, hosts. And it's not, but it depends too on, wait a minute, it depends too on your topic at large, how you're promoting it, what you're promoting. But realize that the people who call Blog Talk are not typically spenders.
But
not typically.
I have to interrupt because Ryan may be wanting to monetize his show through advertisements and not really rely, essentially meaning that he won't be reliant on the callers to fund the show. It's generating a big audience, I think, that would help to monetize the show, meaning getting advertisers and things like that. So how are you trying to make money? I guess that's the question. Is it from the callers that you are monetizing?
Yep, I am trying to monetize. I've been looking into that to find affiliates and so forth to see if that would be something that would work.
Okay. I'm trying to get into his topic. I mean, what you're broadcasting about. I mean, you have a radio, it actually has a radio
just
voice.
Tell us, what is the topic?
Spirituality and metaphysics.
Yeah, I kind of figured. I mean, you know, Ryan, it's difficult. If you want to go into it for fun, and it sounds like that you're stepping forward on that basis, that's fine. To get money out of it, Blog Talk is not, I don't think Blog Talk is your best environment. It's the easiest. It's the most accessible. It doesn't take that much to be on, to do your allowance and all that. But to get people to actually buy things, if you're trying to buy spirit readings.
But he's saying he's trying to get advertisers, like support advertisers.
Yeah, I know. On Blog Talk?
Yeah.
I don't know. Ryan, I just don't know.
Yeah.
You might have to go to a different environment. But, you know, you should get her birth date because there's something else going on. I mean, I don't want to discourage you. I just want to give you a reality test. If you made money doing this, you have an 8 in your month, which is a good sign.
And a broken up 8 in the 7-1.
A broken up 8 in the 7-1, which is a little problematic.
Yeah.
What happened when you were 31 31. Years old?
Would have been 2002.
Yeah.
2003.
Worst year of my life.
Really? What happened?
Any divorce?
No, not a divorce. I got fired.
Got fired.
Huh.
Why'd you? Well, that's a divorce in a broader context of the word, because it could be tribal. What were you doing, and why'd you get fired?
I was a police officer. And I didn't please the chief, basically. I didn't make my probationary period. One day before I would have been protected by the union, he fired me.
Wow.
I mean, under what context? Why didn't you please him?
He never told me. He said, I just don't think you get along here.
What you got is a tribal situation wherein your family dynamic, because that was tribal from past lives. That's the pure explanation. And what you've got is a problem within family dynamics. So you'd have to examine your own family dynamics too, as well.
Which you can do in a sec. I just want to know, did you have issues or any problems getting along, fitting in with the people at the police job and with the department, the other officers?
Not really. I didn't know that they didn't care for the way I did things. I didn't write as many tickets as they did. They wanted to kick ass and take names. I kind of wanted to do the job and not write as many tickets to people. So that was part of the reason right there.
Okay. So back to Neil, what you were saying about family dynamics.
Well, family dynamics. Was your upbringing any toughness in there?
Pardon?
Difficulty.
Did you have a tough time growing up? Anything in the family?
With his father, maybe.
No. Good
Nothing?
Time growing up. No.
Okay. So this, you know, what's happening? You know, when we get to the karmic stage of your life at 31, and you say, well, I got fired, and I was trying to establish a law and order with some sense of sensitivity and understanding, and he said you didn't fit in. You probably didn't, because you're too sensitive a soul. I mean, there's great to be a sensitive cop. There's nothing wrong with that. But cops don't go in with the specifics of being sensitive. They go into the specifics of carrying out the law. So it probably wasn't your environment, but where you're going now feels richer. But the problem, Orion, is how you're making an income now.
And wait, I want to acknowledge 724 is in our queue, so we're going to get to you shortly. 724, to hang in there. Okay,
yeah.
Brian,
how
go
you
ahead.
How do you make an income?
I own my own business right now as a process server, serving papers.
Oh. So you serve papers to people who have to appear in court or whatever, huh?
Right, exactly.
See, I was thinking there was something political. There was something political coming out of his voice. Now, politics relates to government, and he's serving papers in order to.
Well, he's in a very interesting position of contradiction, because being a server,
I know, and then the spiritual.
You bear bad tidings. I mean, you make people drop to the floor with nervousness. you're not delivering babies. So,
right.
You know, your brain and your soul and your spirit are in conflict with delivering bad news, and then you want to do a show where you deliver spirituality. So there's a sort of, it almost makes for a humorous TV show. You know, you've got a real weird dynamic going on, Ryan. And part of it, you're probably a split personality in terms of your soul. One soul law and order and one soul spirituality, but the two don't mix. So it's like saying, well, I got a cat and a dog. I love them both. They both lick my hand, but they fight together. You've got a weird, I don't know why. I mean, your eight in numerology, your eight, it gets broken up by a 7-1. So that might be one explanation. 31 is not divisible by 4. There's another one. You're supposed to be a teacher. So in other words, when you're processing, when you're a processor, what you're really saying to your potential targets are, I'm trying to teach you to take responsibility. I may be the bearer of bad news, but I'm trying to enforce that you take responsibility and you appear in court. And so I'm a way,
right.
I'm a teacher. I'm a recruiter of justice. Now that we could maybe incorporate into the concept of you being a spiritual advisor or moderator, and we could kind of bring that in. So now I'm feeling a little bit more comfortable with the contrast, because I'm working out in my mind how your psyche works.
Mm-hmm.
So if your spirituality is such that you want to bring people to a higher element of spiritual responsibility as opposed to dynamically just physical responsibility, family responsibility, that might work. The woman you're with might be past life, so we'd have to get her birthday.
Yeah, you have to call the show again with her birthday. What does she do for her day job?
She's a mystic.
So she's the one who's doing the readings. So you're not doing readings on the show?
Occasionally we have been so far, just in a couple of weeks. I've primarily been having guests that I've been interviewing.
I see. So what's your show, by the way, called?
It's creatively called The Ryan Lindsay Show.
The Ryan Lindsay Show. Okay.
Oh, you didn't name it The Angel Policeman, huh?
No. No.
But you know, Ryan, in my career, in my established livelihood, I've done readings with a lot of policemen and that have come to me on a personal level, that have come to me regarding certain cases, murder cases.
Well, yeah,
like
and you
that.
Did ride-alongs. I mean,
I did ride-alongs.
He would write. He explain what
weird.
You did with cops. I mean, just real
yeah.
Quick.
I mean, I would tell. I did a ride-along with the one cop I knew, and signaled out. He tested me to signal out who was a criminal on the street that he knew, and he would test me to see if I would get the
could
and
identify
I, and
them
I would
correctly.
Identify them. But there are also other cases where policemen would come to me with questions, detectives, you know, some of them do allow some credibility to psychics, not all of them, but there are some policemen are of state of mind who say, okay, we'll go with this. Even in the case of Austin Strangler, there was that famous case. But aside from that, you do have a communion between what you're doing and what you did. But the fact that you got fired and the fact that you're not totally satisfied being a processor is saying that there's something else that needs to feed your soul. So you could be a spiritual, there's some sort of spiritual reality that you could be based with. Your partner is a pure mystic. So that's an interesting combination. But here's what my conclusion is, and then I'll let Kristen wrap it up. I think it's a go. I don't know how you're going to get money. You know, you've got to angle it. You've got to angle it in the concept that you were a policeman and you understand that world. And you're trying to merge the two areas together because you really think that there is a total spiritual connection between law and order and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow you got to make that work. I don't know. But that might be an innovative angle to take, Ryan, by just throwing your hat into being a voice on the radio.
Well, there is a marriage between spirituality and law and order, because the basis of transcendence is,
yeah,
you know, getting rid of your karma and, you know, coming back to the planet, resolving your issues,
yeah,
and so on and so forth. So
funny, I started to write a novel called The Psychic Eye. It was about a psychic detective who would predict who was able to predict murders before they happened, but then he got involved with a killer who was constantly outwitting him. So I understand that law and order approach, because I it was enough for me to engage in a creative project over it. So there is something that you can marry between that. You got to really explore that. If you want, call back the show, get her birth date, and we can go on with it.
Yeah, definitely. When does your show air, Ryan?
When does it air?
Yeah.
Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 8 p.m. Central Time.
Okay. Well, we'll give it a listen, and we appreciate your call.
All right. Thank you very much. You guys have been great.
Thanks. Take care. Okay. We have a caller from 724. Hi.
Hello. This is Mandy. Thanks for having me.
I'm sorry. What's your name again?
Mandy.
Mandy. Okay. Got somehow muffled.
Isn't that very mental?
Yeah, it is.
I apologize. Hope it gets clearer for us.
That's better. Yeah. Okay, Mandy. How are you? Where are you calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from Pennsylvania. Thanks for taking my call, both of you.
Sure. And what is, well, let's get your birth date.
Sure. 2279.
Yeah, I was getting a 4. I said it quietly, but you have a 4, and you're 22, your month and day. Okay, so 4, 14, but you're actually a 30 equals 3. Okay. All righty. Mandy, what's going on?
Yes, I called to get any insight of a residential move.
A move, okay.
Yes.
All right. So, Your move. Are you planning to move? Is it a move that you're considering in-state, locally?
I'm not opposed to getting out of state, put it that way.
Okay.
However, I most definitely do have to move here within the near future because the community that I live in is being demoed.
Okay, so do you live in an apartment building or?
I've been looking at a mixture of both. It doesn't matter just as long as, you know,
nope.
I just want to make sure I'm torn between as far as areas, if I should stay local or if I should, say, branch out an hour and a half away or indeed go out of state.
Well, I'm asking about your current living situation. So if your community is being demoed, I assume that you're a renter.
Yes, definitely.
So are you in an apartment? Is it an apartment or condo complex that's being demoed, or are you actually renting a home?
Or renting an apartment.
Yeah, so it is an apartment.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right. And you're not opposed to moving out of state, so sounds like you are mobile with your job. Do you work?
Right now I'm not due to some health restrictions.
Okay. Are you on disability?
No.
No. So how are you going to afford? Do you have savings or to help you move?
Yeah, I have that part mapped out. Yeah, I didn't call to discuss that personal matter on air, to be honest with you.
Okay, so here's the thing, Mandy.
Yes, sir.
The move is important because
you're
let's see first. What were you doing at 30, when you were 30 years old? What was the dramatic change?
It would have been 2009.
My first son was about 3-4 years old. I can't think of anything rural, dramatic.
Okay. I don't want to pry.
Sure,
don't answer anything
that.
You're not comfortable with, because we respect that. But were you ever divorced?
Right. Now I'm really racking my brain to that. Like I said, my first son was born in 05, 09. He was 3-4. You know, I was in a bad romantic relationship. It wasn't his father, but that's the only thing that sticks out at that time.
And that's actually what I was teeing up with her when she first called. I wrote down relationship, and she asked about a move, and I was confused.
Yeah,
but
okay.
It was that element.
So you've been divorced?
Yeah.
Or are you divorced?
No, I mean, that person, I do not have children to, and that person is not in my life, you know,
okay,
that has been closed for very long.
Here's the good news and the bad news.
Sure.
The bad news is that it's in your karma to have trouble in relationships. Don't worry about that. You came into the world with that theme. The 22 represents a little bit of hardship in there. Now, here's the good news.
Okay.
Yeah, but here's the good news, Mandy.
Okay. Yes, please.
You're 51 years old.
No, 41.
Are you what?
She's 41.
I'm
41,
not 51.
Like,
wow, I'm 10 years of my life here.
Yeah, okay. Okay, here's the semi-good news.
You're not 51. There it is.
That's the good news. You see, I tricked you.
No, sir. I was born in 1979.
This is a mathematical error.
So instead of 51, you're 41.
No,
we just cut off 10 years. Good news. Okay. Now, the thing is, you are 11 years past this theme of karma at 30.
And
11 times 2
is 22, which is the 4.
So
22.
What does this mean? This means that you're in the zone of making a move. So the idea that you're deciding to make a move is incorporated into the concept that this was already planned when you came here. When you came to the planet, this was going to happen. So you may think, well, I've come to these conclusions. I want to move now. What we're saying is, yeah, and that was in your book. It's already been established. So your move is supposedly supposed to happen, but I'm not sure about the details. She wants to move where?
But she doesn't know. She's open to moving out of state or staying in Pennsylvania.
Okay, so let me ask you something.
Exactly.
These questions are in pencil, not pen. What's the area like 25 miles from where you're at in any radius?
Geez, it depends which direction you get 25 miles. My town's pretty much centrally located, one of the positives about it.
Are you interested in living in a city area, or are you wanting to move to more rural?
More opportunities.
So more of a...
Do you have any acquaintances within a 25-mile radius?
I would say so.
Okay. And when you say more opportunity, are you talking about job or socializing?
Everything in general, as far as employment, medical, housing, you know, as far as rental, people, transportation, just... You know, more, I appreciate the hometown feel. I love that one-on-one experience and somebody knowing your first name. I really like that. But yet, again, there's more opportunities in bigger areas. And I'm not big on, you know, your neighbor set, per se, thinking they know your personal business. More or less, you know, in a bigger area. You blend more in, you know, one of the 10 Mandy's they saw that day versus the one or two Mandy's they saw that week.
But there are places that have more opportunity but also have a small town feel. So you would have to investigate towns, cities in the states or your state that might have a blending of both elements.
Right. Like I said, I'm pretty diverse when it comes to that. That's where I was just hoping either one of you saw a pull, you know what I'm saying, towards a direction or so forth.
You mean you're looking for a direct, like... advice on where to go?
Not necessarily advice. I was just hoping maybe you guys picked up on, you know, a generalized area or so forth.
Well, just give us a minute. We'll see if we can accommodate you. How long have you been living in the space you're in now?
I've been here 6 years in this current building.
So you've gone through two cycles of your master number. And does your move require, is it a dramatic move? Do you have to take people with you? Are you just by yourself?
There would be a child with me.
Can we have that child's birth date?
11-11-16.
1-11-26.
No, January 11th. 11-11.
Yeah.
1-11.
That's what I said 1-11.
Yeah, the 11, you see, the 11.
11 is the 22.
The 11 is
no,
11,
he's 22. November the 11th, ma'am.
Oh,
November the 11th.
Oh.
Well,
okay.
The 11.
Sorry.
See, the 11.
Interesting, her 2-2.
Yeah. Represent your 2-2. 11-11 is 2, and 11-11 is 2.
Yes, most definitely.
4, 5, 6, 7, 13, 4.
13.
Interesting. And so I was picking up a 4 at the beginning, and your child is a 4. 13, 4.
You know, here's what's weird. Where you're going to go, the first clue is this, and you got to look at this like clues. The first clue is that you're going to be near a library. There's going to be a library near you where you move. So that's That's the first clue. Do you know any teachers yourself? Did you ever know a teacher personally or anybody in your family taught or anything?
Yes, more than one educator in my father's side of the family.
Okay, so we're looking, what your clue is, wherever you spark
including
to
including my brother. Go ahead, honey.
Your father's a teacher?
Your butler?
My brother. No. My brother is.
Oh, your brother.
Brother, butler.
Yes, my brother and two aunts and my deceased grandmother.
Okay. So there's teachers, okay? That's a good psychic clue. Okay. So where you're going to go, what you've got to look for, if there's a library within a mile or two. No more than 3 miles.
Okay.
No more than 3 miles. That's the first clue. So it doesn't matter which state or anything. You just want to know that where you go, wherever your search takes you, see if there's a library within a 3 mile distance.
What's interesting about Pennsylvania and how it's where it's geographically located is you're surrounded by so many different states. I mean, to the east you've got New York,
right? Most definitely.
Connecticut, and then you've got Ohio, which is the Midwest, and then you're getting into the South and West Virginia. I mean, it's weird. Then
right.
So you have, I mean, a diverse collection of areas around you. You can choose, you know. To choose from.
What kind of work? What kind of employment would you like to do?
In the hospitality industry.
So like hotels or.
And so forth. I don't know how that would go and so forth. You know, right now and everything with the virus, but that's what I originally went to school for.
Hospitality, yeah. Okay.
Are you in management? Do you do management? Like.
I could. That's the possibility.
I mean, it just depends because, like.
You know what my guess is? Right now, it may change. Ohio.
Interesting.
Ohio is my guess at the moment.
Okay.
Like Akron, Ohio.
It's affordable for sure. I mean, if you ventured into New York, which has obviously got a huge tourism industry,
right?
You're going to look at, I mean, depending on what part of the state you're in. But if you're, for instance, New York City and surrounding areas, it's more costly. Ohio is much more affordable.
It is?
Yeah.
Right.
It's more affordable. So,
yeah.
But as far as tourism is concerned, I don't know. People go to Ohio. They do.
Do you have any reservations about Ohio as we speak?
No, personally, I do not. Ironically, another reader about 2 weeks ago, give or take, said that state to me, brought that state up to my attention.
I wonder if that's what you're picking
up. Was your mother a smoker?
No.
What?
No.
No?
No.
Who did you know that was a heavy smoker?
Nobody close to me. I personally really dislike cigarettes.
Well, you dislike it because you're well.
Yes, strongly dislike it.
The reason I say it is because your voice suggests to me a kind of irritation about cigarette smoke. You have a voice that tells me that. I just didn't know. You know, who was the smoker? My guess was going to be your mother, but I was wrong there. But where it's correct is that your voice, anyone who ever took piano lessons around you?
No, nobody that I'm close to, no.
Who do you know that ever took piano lessons?
Female cousins when they were younger in their youth.
Okay. That in our world, that's a guess.
Whether you're close to her or not doesn't matter. She's a family connection.
So you see, where you're going to move to, Mandy, there's going to be some past life family connection there. Past life.
Oh, wow. Okay. Great.
So it's a past life. And there's something to do with a library. So maybe your child will go to that library and there'll be, eventually storybook hour or whatever. And there's going to be
I've always spent a lot of time at the library for however I can remember back to just, our local library right now. I'm very involved in their programs.
Well, that's a validation.
A validation, because not everybody
is involved with the library.
Patronizes the library these days. So that's a good
point.
Yeah,
well, that's one very positive asset to our account is we have a beautiful library.
You have a library near you now?
Yes, a beautiful one.
How far away is it from you?
Half a mile to a mile.
Okay, there you go. So, yeah, we rewound. It probably, now we're finding out that there's a library already within a mile radius of your home.
You have two options, either Ohio or somewhere near you to where you're within radius of that library. Those are the two options right now.
Okay.
All right, Mandy. Well, thanks for calling our show and hopefully.
Most definitely. Thank you both for having me today.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, and Mandy can follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. And actually, Ryan is called back and he is raising his hand, so we'll bring him back on.
He's serving
us. Yeah, he's serving us with papers.
Oh, no.
Hi.
What's the bad news, Ryan?
No, very good news. I found the birth date of the friend of mine. I knew it was in May of 71. I knew it was in May of 71. I didn't know it was the 17th of May, 71.
Oh, interesting. That's interesting.
5/17.
Yeah, 5/6/13. So she, again, you guys, as was mentioned in your previous reading, our karmic past life relationship. It's and that's reflected.
The same number.
Oh, are they? I didn't finish adding it up.
Oh my
but,
God!
The
same number.
She also has a his inverted karmic number in the 517, but I hadn't even gotten there yet. I just got it real excited
here's
about
the thing,
13.
Ryan, you and your partner are the same master number. So here's the instruction: you need to marry her, have 5 children, and then I see a lot of money.
Hilarious. You know, it's interesting because their days 23. And 17 become 31 all over again.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really intense. And so do the months, 8 and 5.
Yeah.
Wow.
Big time past life. So the two of you together make an 8, which is a money sign. So now
you
coming back to us with this information only magnifies the idea of success, financial success. You know, how you map that out, I'm not sure. We're trying to give you stimulate some idea thinking for you, but
sure,
you know, but when you came back, you enforced and strengthened the concept of making money with her. Is it okay to give her first name?
Yes, her first name is Tamara.
Tamara. Well, I mean, he gave it the show name, so
you know, and I was hearing Amber. Now, Amber and Tamara aren't the same, but there is an AM in there.
Sound similar. And 562, we're going to get to you in just a few minutes.
That's a good thing, Ryan. So far, so good.
Okay.
And you guys are just friends? No romance?
No romance, no. We were roommates. We were roommates in college.
You were roommates in college.
Yeah, your past
There's
life. Your
yeah.
past
probably.
Life. Past life marriage.
Yeah. Exactly.
Not this time, but last time. And it ended okay. So you both came back. You probably said in that lifetime, boy, if we ever meet again, let's join up. You know, you were playing around with words. And you did. But now it's business. Hmm. It's spirituality. That means that you and her did something spiritually before. You didn't transcend in that lifetime. You came back. So there's some karma going on in there. You came back to repair broken hearts. You see, your hearts have been broken. And that brought you back to the planet. So maybe, platonically speaking, your blending of heart, i.e. spirit, with her, restores a balance whereby you financially gain without producing negative karma.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay, Ryan. Well, thanks for calling back.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we have a caller from 562.
Hi.
Hi there. Hi.
Hi, this is Yvonne.
Yvonne.
Y-V-O-N-E?
No, E-V-O-N-E.
E-V-O-N-E. We've spoken with you before. I remember you.
E-V?
Oh, you do? Oh, okay.
I do. She doesn't remember us, but I remember her.
No one remembers
us. I called it, I think, about a year ago, I think.
Yeah, but I remember you. I remember you must have somehow in your mind remembered that her spelling, the name wasn't the same. It's regular Yvonne. The common spelling.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay,
Yvonne, what's your birth date?
August
14th, 1984.
Okay. Do you know George Orwell?
But she's got a...
No.
George Orwell. Never mind. You wrote a novel called 1984. I thought maybe you knew.
It's anyway. Okay. All right. So she's not a reader. Okay. 13. What's going on with 31? 13. All these fours today.
Well, she's not a clear.
No, but in her 8, 9, 13,
yeah.
23.
She's
35, 8, but she's got a 4 4s and 13 and her 8, 1, 4. Okay. All right. What's your question, Yvonne?
Do you see me getting married soon?
Are there any prospects?
I know that's not like. I mean, well, finding love. I'll say finding love. I'll change the question.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, because that I was going to say, are there any prospects? I mean, for an intense marriage. So
not
you're
single.
Right?
I'm single, but I'm single, but I've been seeing my child's father lately.
Yeah,
so I
wish you wouldn't have said that, because I was just going to ask you if you had a kid. I was picking up a child, but she didn't.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so you do have a child.
Yes, one.
And I didn't, that wasn't from memory. I was just.
Well, she just had a change a year ago.
Picking it up. So, okay, yeah, you just had a change a year ago. What happened last year? There's weird noise going on.
Yeah, are you flying an airplane?
What's the noise?
Oh, that's the fan. Let me turn the fan down.
I've never heard a fan talk before. It sounded like a co-pilot.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, yeah. That's, I'll close the door also.
All right.
We have fans, but they don't talk.
No, I think it's, I don't think it's the fan. I think it's something in the reception of the call.
Oh.
Because I'm hearing it still, but that's okay.
Oh, a fan. Okay. I thought you meant like somebody who follows her.
Oh. Yeah, it's like, are you on a headset?
I'm on speaker. Should I take you off?
Yeah, try to take us off speaker, because I think that's going to be clear reception if you do.
Okay, is this better?
Much better.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can open the door and have the cool air circulating with the fan.
Okay.
You're going to be sweating.
She's got a couple
of
three.
Huh?
She has 3, 8, 4 combinations.
3, 8, 4. Yeah, the word is for, yeah, first and last, first and third, and fifth and sixth.
So you had to have made a change a year ago. What was that?
I don't know. I haven't made a change. Only thing I've changed was this year, like the past 3 months.
Okay, that's still 9 months. That's okay. That's what is the change?
Okay, it just I feel like I'm falling back in love and again with my child's father. That's the only thing I can see the difference.
Well, you're falling back in love with your child's father?
Yes, and I think he's gotten closer to me too.
Okay.
Well, what's his birthday?
His birthday is January 26,
1967. Wow. Okay. So there's a big age difference between the two of you.
Yes, 18 years.
18 years.
Which
is
your
first two numbers.
Yeah,
sorry. And you both.
Same with him. 2 and 6 and 1.
2 and 6.
Eight, one.
And their first numbers are 8, 1. Do you see that, Yvonne? So he's born in January. You're born in August. So that's 18. He has a 1 in his month, and then his next two numbers, the 26, are an 8.
Yeah.
And then your first.
That's probably where we're compatible. Is that like numerology?
Yeah.
Yeah, our version.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're an 8. You're a higher energy than him, and he's a 5. But
oh,
8
yeah.
and 5 is in your combination of 35 equals 8. So there's a combination in there. So that means there's a return. There's a return of relationship.
And their karmic numbers are interchangeable. Their karmic numbers are interchangeable. His 3 to her 2 or 32, and vice versa. 3 to 5 is for 35. So you broke up before. Was there any like infidelity in the relationship or anything like that?
Yes, on his part, yes.
That's what I thought. Okay.
You know, who in your world ever had a mustache? Who's the mustache guy?
He has one. My father doesn't.
Oh, God. Boy, I think that's important. Don't you?
Yes,
you know,
I think so, too.
Well, not only that, but that means that you're probably going to rekindle your romance and get married again. Have you talked about marriage?
They were never married before, were they? You weren't married, were you, to him?
No, not to him, no.
No.
Were you married
to someone else?
I was married, but it wasn't like a real relationship. It was just to help that person get in America.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. So, but there was no marriage. I didn't think so with this guy. Well, I think falling in love with him is fine, but I think there should be caution. And they're at 14, 4 together, 8 and 5.
Well, has he talked about getting married?
That's the thing. I asked him, you know, this time around, I said, what are we doing? Are we going to get more serious and get married? He said, we will, but I just don't feel like he's telling the truth.
Yeah.
But you two are intimate at this point, huh?
Yes, we have been a lot. Yes.
Well, he could. You know what I mean, like that. They go fishing, but they never reel the line in. They just let it stay in the water. So he just may be keeping the physical relationship going and kind of leading you on. But there's a good sign that he could, in fact, pull the line in and ask you to marry him, because he may be starting to have doubts about being alone, and he doesn't want to do that.
I feel like that too, because I feel like he's realizing he's getting older or something, and he needs someone there. I feel like something about him has been changing. But I was thinking, like you said, like she said, be cautious because of something about him is I'm not sure about. Like, I don't know what it is, but he's definitely changed his ways, because he used to didn't even text me every day and say good morning, like little things. We don't live together, but it's just little things that have changed in him. I see, like, he's more nicer.
What's he do for a living?
He does construction work.
Does he build playhouse? Does he have his own company? Or did he just hammer nails in for somebody else?
Oh, he just works for people, like, every now and then, from someone else.
So
every now and
he
then.
He doesn't have
full-time employment or what?
Not really, not right now.
So financially, he's not stable. I mean, you know, Kristen's right. I mean, you got to be cautious with a guy like this. But there's a karma going on between the two of you where ideally he's supposed to ask you to marry him.
Yeah, I mean,
ideally,
you know, she holds his master number broken up in her day for one, and her master number next to it, 8-5.
Yeah,
interesting.
I mean, there's a karma going on.
Definitely.
Did you ever know
anyone?
Huh?
Oh, go ahead. I was going to say one thing. I feel like also is it right for me to feel like now he's trying to be nice to me, and all the times he's cheated, I kind of feel like I want to pull back and be like, oh, you know, this is his karma, like, for how he treated me.
Well,
you mean you
wanna
pulling back is his karma, that you're pulling back?
Yeah,
in order
I feel like.
Well, yeah. I mean, can I say? Well, I think that, you know, you have to make a decision whether you're going to move forward and forgive him for cheating, or decide not to continue with the relationship because there are trust issues. You being in a relationship and pulling back and punishing him but staying in the relationship is not going to work going forward. I don't think that's a healthy plan. But there are serious questions about this guy. I mean, he doesn't have full-time employment. What about you?
Oh, me? I don't work right now either. I get government assistance.
You're on government assistance. I mean, there's a problem with the foundation of both of your existences.
Yeah.
You know, you're not working, you're on government assistance. Are you? I mean, it's difficult times for people right now. So it's understandable that a lot of people aren't working. So have things changed because of the current economic situation, what we were facing with COVID, or is this a long-term situation where you both haven't been employed?
Oh, no, things changed because of the virus for me and him.
Okay.
I mean, you know, your mysteries around this guy,
temporary.
The communication isn't healthy, and you're not sure where he's coming from, and he's not sure where he's going. And your relationship isn't stable on that basis. You're not financially stable.
What did you do before the virus then? What was your job?
I worked at Long Beach Unified School District.
California. What school? Just the Unified School District?
Yes, I worked at different schools for the district.
Can you name one or two? Is it okay?
Oh, yeah, I don't work there anymore, so I can definitely name, Garfield and Lafayette.
Okay. Now, did you ever personally know a fireman? Or do you have any connection with the fire department or anything with fire department?
No.
No. Why am I getting a fireman around you? There's got to be something.
I have no idea. Maybe I'm going to meet one, I hope.
why do you want to meet a fireman? You know, this will not jump to the green. What about the name Fred? Just, it's a common name. Just throw something back to me with Fred.
No, I don't know anyone named Fred. Never have.
Okay. I'm not sure about this relationship. I'm not sure about how healthy it is. Yes, we established that there's some credibility there, and that things are
that there's
good.
There's connective tissue between the two of you.
Yeah,
but
I'm not sure.
I mean, him texting you good morning is not. I mean, that's great that he's, you know, making more of an effort. But you guys have a child together. Did he support the child financially?
Oh, that's another thing. He does it right now. He doesn't. He never really has.
Yeah. I mean, I just think,
you don't need a psychic. Right now, you need to, you know what? We're going to step out of our realm of trying to be psychically validating and just state that find somebody healthier. I don't think this is a great situation. There's too many questions and he's not responsible. And I just don't know if this is, I mean, you could go with him and find your life being erratic and all that. There is a connection between the two. You obviously had a child, but I don't know if this is the healthiest choice. And you're not in an ideal position in your life right now to be making decisions that you want to be ideal.
I agree with you.
The falling back in love with him at your change. Are there any other
men
in your environment? Thank you. Thank you for filling in the words for me. in your environment,
I wish there was other options, but no, he's the only one right now.
Let me ask you a question. Where you live, if you were to walk to the nearest fire station, how far would it be?
Oh, it's about 10 blocks away.
Okay.
So you're close to a fire station.
That
doesn't mean that the guy's going to be a fireman. I'm trying to get an idea of why I'm pulled over there. Now, maybe there's some man that lives nearby there, but the fact that you live 10 blocks from a fire station and you could probably walk there in 10 minutes or 15 minutes, it means something in the alignment of you finding somebody. I'm not sure yet how that fits, but, you know, sometimes psychics have to be clue masters and they have to figure out what's happening. There's something about that location. I'm not sure. How old are you right now? 36?
I just turned 36.
Well, you're young enough to look forward to a life with a gentleman, a man. And so, and you're going to have in 4 years, you're going to have another multiple of your master number. You're past 35 right now, so that's a good sign. But this guy fathers the baby. He's not available. He's not responsible. He's cheated on you, and you're intimate with him, and
he's not a whole person. And it sounds like, Yvonne, you're the more responsible one of the two. Your unemployment is due to a virus, which is out of your control, but you worked before, you worked for the school district. What capacity? Like,
in the office, doing clerical work?
That's what I was.
Are you more in North Long Beach or downtown Long Beach?
More on the west side, Long Beach.
West side? Is that's Bixby? Bixby Knowles?
Yeah, near Bixby Knowles. Yes.
But, you know, I mean, you're the caretaker for the child. You're the more responsible party of the two. And you need someone who's going to be at the same level as you. You don't need to be, you know, responsible for this man who's 18 years older than you and trying to get him to meet you at your level. I mean, he's how old? 50, what, how old is he? 53. Which is your inverted karmic number, which is weird. Is that you're calling it?
You know, that's why you have a baby with him. But, to think that he's the only guy because you have this connection and there's something there, I mean, if he can't, you can't afford it, he would have to start to be totally responsible after this reading and accountable and just change 100%. We can put out energy that he does. If he doesn't do that within a month, I would start looking elsewhere.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get him like 2 more months or something. If I'm not getting like him helping with the child and stuff, you know, I need to get away from him for a while, for a long time.
Good plan. And you could call us back in a couple of months and let us know what where you stand, what your decision is, if it's changed at all in that 2 month time frame. We can advise you at that time. Yeah, definitely do, Yvonne. Okay. Okay, she dropped. I don't know why. That was weird. I didn't hear her say goodbye because we got our 90-second warning. So we are out of time. We're back on the air on Saturday at 10 a.m. Pacific time. So we hope to hear from some of you then.